Much of Parshas Ekev deals with the inyan of Shechar V'Yoinesh. We believe in Bechira Chavshis, and therefore we believe in Shechar V'Yoinesh. If there wouldn't be any Bechira Chavshis, it wouldn't make sense that people get reward for doing mitzvahs or punished for doing averis. So obviously we believe, number one, that there is Shechar V'Yoinesh, Beferish. Number two, we believe that there is Bechira Chavshis. Many of the psychologists today don't believe in Bechira Chavshis. They believe when a person is born, he has a computer in his mind, and he has a chip in the computer that's going to decide what kind of a girl he's going to marry and what kind of a job he's going to have and what kind of a community he's going to live in, and all the choices that he's going to make throughout his whole life. Everything's all there in this chip in his computer. So we don't believe like that. We believe that there is such a thing as Bechira Chavshis. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any Shechar V'Yoinesh. The Torah in the beginning of the parsha repeats again, we should be careful not to worship Avodah Zarah. So it says, when we will come into Eretz Yisrael, we will see all of the psilim. So the Torah says, L'sach met kes of Zohav aleim v'lakachtolach. You shouldn't desire and take the kes of Zohav on the idols. So the Gemara says that this is a reference to Noyei Avodah Zarah. There are four Yisurim in Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah itself, the thing that they deify, the totem pole or whatever it is that they worship. Then the Noy Avodah Zarah, let's say they have a statue and they put on jewelry on the statue. So the Noy Avodah Zarah Arasa. Then the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah Arasa. Let's say they have a Mizbech or they have a knife that they use to shech korbanos to Avodah Zarah. So these are Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. They use it to worship the Avodah Zarah. Then there's a fourth prohibition of Tikrubis Avodah Zarah. The first three, the Avodah Zarah and the Noye Avodah Zarah and the Mshamshi Avodah Zarah, are Osir because of the fact that right now it's Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Gemara has a din that if the Avodah Zarah was worshipped by a Nachri and it belongs to a Nachri, never belonged to a Jew since it became Avodah Zarah, then a Nachri can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. He says, I don't believe that totem pole is an Avodah Zarah. I believe I'm the deity. Or he believes in some other Getchke. He believes something else is Avodah Zarah. He doesn't believe that this thing is a deity. So that's called Bitl Avodah Zarah. So the din is if a Nachri is Mavatla Avodah Zarah Shal Nachri, then it becomes Mutabahana because it's no longer Oymed, it's no longer an Avodah Zarah. No longer is Oymed to be used in the future as an Avodah Zarah. But Tekrubis Avodah Zarah is also because of its past history, because it was Korev. L'shem, it was offered, L'shem Tekrubis to Avodah Zarah. So that's also, so the past history can't wipe off. So that's what the Gemara says, Bitl doesn't help on Tekrubis Avodah Zarah. On Yayin Nesach, if an Ochri is Menasach wine to in front of an Avodah Zarah, even not in front of the Avodah Zarah. One town holds that Yayin Nesach is only also if you pour it in front of that Avodah Zarah. We don't pass like that. We pass can even if he's Menasach Yayin, Shulav B'fnei HaAvodah Zarah. That Avodah Zarah is in India and he pours the wine in New York. So it also becomes Asa. So if an Ochri is Menasach Yayin for Avodah Zarah, that's Tikruvis. So Tikruvis, Bitl doesn't help. The Darkei Tshuva points out, and Yeruvdei Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that by the Christians who worship Yoshke, so in their religion, they use a wafer and wine, and they believe that after they mumble their prayers in Latin, that's what people call the hocus pocus, that hocus pocus rhymes with the Latin prayer that they recite. So they believe in transubstantiation. They believe that the wafer converts to become the flesh of Yashke and the wine converts to become the blood of Yashke. So the Darkei Tshuva writes, if they believe that this is Yashke, so that's Avodah Zarah, that's not Tikruvis, that's not Yayin Nesach. So it has a kula. It has a kula that if another Nachri will be Mevatlet, it'll become Utabahano. And Nachri will say, I don't believe that that has become the flesh and blood of Yashke, or I believe it did become, but I don't believe that Yashke is a deity. So then it has a cooler. But, okay. Anyway, so these are the four dinim in Avodah Zarah. And this pasuk l'sach mit kesef v'zav aleim, the Gemara says that refers to the noye Avodah Zarah, the kesef v'zav, the jewelry that's on the Avodah Zarah that they worship. The pasuk continues to tell us that din l'sabis to'eva el be'secha, you're not permitted to allow, to'eva means a dovash al Avodah Zarah, you're not permitted to allow Avodah Zarah to be brought into your home, even let's say I have a goyish worker. So if the goyish worker comes on Chalamoid Pesach to do some work in my house, so and he brought with him a chametz dikah sandwich, so the Gemara says it's not my responsibility to prevent him from coming into the house with the chametz. Le'ivor l'chosor, le'ivor l'cho chametz, l'cho shalcho yataraya, aval ataraya shal acherim. If the chametz belongs to a nochri, Rashi says the word acherim means a nochri. If the chametz belongs to a nochri, then there's no balyura b'imotze, and there's no chashash that I'm going to eat it because it's probably not kosher anyway. Probably a trefa sandwich. It probably has trefa salami in it, so I'm not going to eat it. So if the nochri comes to fix something broken in my house and he brings his chametz with him, I don't have to prevent them from coming into the house with the trefa, with the chametz dikah sandwich. But if a nochri comes into my house to fix something and he comes with his dovash al avodah zarah, the thing that he deifies and he worships, so then I have to ask him to please leave it outside. Please leave it in your car. I'm not allowed to let you into the house with the Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah that if you rent a house to a Nachri, the house belongs to the landlord, but I'm renting it to the Nachri. So the Gemara says, we say l'halacha das chivas lo kanya. It's not called beso of the tenant. It's called beso of the landlord. And therefore, the service Evel Beisecha will be violated by the landlord. If the tenant will bring in a Dovash al Avodah Zarah, we say Schiris Lo Kanya, and therefore the landlord will be in violation of the din. The service Evel Beisecha. The Balei HaTosfos had a problem. Tosfos on that Mishnah in the end of the first parak on Avodah Zarah, they raised an issue that for years the practice was that they had real estate. And they would rent out the apartments to the Nochrim. And the Nochrim, when a baby would be born and when someone would die, they would bring in an Avodah Zarah. Not just a symbol of the Avodah Zarah, not just a crucifix. They really worship Yoshke, but they bring in a crucifix which represents him. That's not called Avodah Zarah, that's a religious symbol. But they would bring in a thing that they actually deified, a thing they actually worshiped. So Taisu says, how is that permissible? And the Mishnah says that it's a violation. So Tosfos has one suggestion, and maybe Beisecha only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Like all of the people who go to Eretz Yisrael, they become big Zionists, and they always encourage everyone, why don't you come back home? We should all move to Eretz Yisrael, we should come back home. Eretz Yisrael is called our home, Beisecha. So that's what Tosfos has one opinion, that the Lav Beisecha only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos makes fun of that shita. How can that be? It says in the Chumash, "Chsavtem al mezuzas beisecha b'sharecha." You have to put a mezuzah on the doorpost of beisecha. So you mean the chiyuv mezuzah is only in Eretz Yisrael? It applies even in Chutzlot. So that taina is not such a strong taina. This din loisav b'seivel beisecha. This only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of makeh, asisa makeh legagecha. That applies all over the world. And the mitzvah of Chsavtem al mezuzah beisecha b'sharecha, that's all over. This din, that we should keep Eretz Yisrael clean, that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. When you read the psukim in the beginning of Dvarim in here in Ekev, a lot of the psukim is mashma, that you only fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimusa of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael if you do the Bi'ur Avodah Zarah. There is a din of Bi'ur Avodah Zarah all over the world. Etc. So the Gemara says the din of Ibud Avodah Zarah applies all over the world, but it applies more so in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Lords. The Gemara says, Abei Tiabdun. Why the Kefal Loshen? The Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, first you have to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. When you see an obvious Avodah Zarah, you have to destroy it. And then in Eretz Yisrael, Tzorach L'Sharei Shachreo, you have to search all over in Eretz Yisrael to clean out all the Avodah Zarah. You don't do it the first step. First, you conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. You destroy the obvious Avodah Zarah. Then you do Bedikin. You have to look for the rest. In Chutz Lartz, you're not Mechiyav. Ein Tzorach L'Sharei Shachreho. If you buy an apartment, if you buy a house and it has that Avodah Zarah in it, so you should destroy the Avodah Zarah if you have Shlita over it. if it's not my house, my next door neighbor is an Indian and he worships the tree in front of his house. It's not my business. And Eretz Yisrael, it is my business. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's our country. We're supposed to see to it that everything should be clean and we shouldn't have avodah zarah. So there's a din. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Lord says, not my problem. The goy is going to come into my house with an avodah zarah. So that first sheet in Tosafot says, that is not my problem. But Tosafot doesn't accept that opinion. They say, applies even a chutz Lord. So I'm not permitted to allow the nochri to come into my house with his avodah zarah. So Tosafot raised the question, how come for many years that was the practice? The Balei HaTosafot had real estate. They would rent out the apartment to the nochrim. And they knew the nochrim would bring in an avodah zarah when a baby was born or when someone would die. They would bring in avodah zarah and they would worship it. So Tosafot comes up with an answer. And the Shach and Yeridei in Hilchos Avodah Zarah quotes that answer. That's the official answer. That even on the days of the Gemara, the din was that Schiras Lo Kanya, when you rent an apartment, it's still called Beiso of the landlord. It's not called Beiso of the tenant. That was only Bizman HaGemara that they followed the din. The din in Bav Metzia is that if the landlord's house burns down or becomes not fit for use, so the landlord has the right to evict the tenant, even though the tenant didn't violate any of the conditions of the lease. But Bizman has, because it's self-understood that I give you the right to use the apartment that I'm renting to you, because I don't need the apartment. But the minute I'm going to need it, my house was destroyed. So then it's self-understood, I take back the apartment. But Bizman Hazeh, Tosafot says, we don't follow Din of the Gemara. Whenever we deal with a non-Jew, so we follow Din of the Machusa. Din of the Machusa is like in America, that the landlord can only evict the tenant if he violated one of the conditions of the lease. So Bizman Hazeh, Tosafot says, the din is that Schiris is Kanya, and it's called Beiso of the tenant. So therefore, the landlord is not in violation of the Iser, of the Pasuk and Chumash, L'Sav Yisevel Beisecho. So the Shach writes in Yeredeh, we rely on this answer that Tosafot gave, to be Mata, the Iser, the Raisa, of L'Sav Yisevel Beisecho. Rav Shach has in his Sefer on the Rambam a very interesting comment. I thought it was right. I thought of it before I saw Rav Shach had it. That Rabbi Kivega writes in a tshuva regarding Tosafot, the Gemara says if you rent a house in Chutz Lord, you're only obligated to put up a mezuzah after 30 days. The first 30 days, you don't have to. If you sign a contract, if you sign the lease for more than 30 days, that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, maybe you're mechuyev to put the mezuzah right away. So the Beis HaLevi has a whole section in his Sefer on Chumash about Hilchas Mezuzah, so he sort of discovered this machlokes of Rishonim. He recommends that whenever you sign a lease to use the apartment for more than 30 days, you should really put the mezuzah from day number one. That's what the Beis HaLevi writes. The Sechemet has a long arichas on this. Other Rishonim say beferish not so. Even if you sign the lease for more than 30 days, you're not mechuyev to put the mezuzah till Yom Lamed Aleph. So that's why others hold, yeah, you should put the mezuzah day number one, but you shouldn't say a bracha. Because maybe you're not mechuyev to left, maybe the other Rishonim are right. But that's what the Stechemet says, really, you should put, if you rent an apartment you should, in Chutz Loretz, so you should put the mezuzah the first day that you move in. In such a way that you'd be able to take it down, shouldn't be too difficult to take it off. You should take it down on Yom Lamed Aleph and then put it back up and say a bracha. You should say the bracha on the Yom Lamed Aleph. Shouldn't say a bracha before. The Tosafot has two opinions regarding this 30 days. What is it all about? Why does the din say if you buy a house and you move in, you put a mezuzah the first day with a bracha? Why is it if you rent an apartment, why is it different? So Tosafot has one opinion that when you rent an apartment, it's only diras aroy. The Gemara says one is only obligated to put a mezuzah if you have diras keva. If it's only diras aroy, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. So if you buy a house and you live in your house, that's diras keva. If you rent an apartment, it's only diras keva after 30 days. If you, before 30 days, it's diras aroi. That's why it's not chayiv in mezuzah. But after 30 days, it's chayiv min ha-Torah in mezuzah. And then the other opinion of Tosafot is the view that's accepted in Yeridei, that a rented apartment is never chayiv min ha-Torah even after 30 days, because it says beisecho v'yisharecho, with the chaf at the end. The chaf means that the house has to belong to you. So if you rent, you never chayiv at all min haTorah. So the chiyuv mezuzah is only with the rabbanim b'shem arisayin. So if you live in an apartment for less than 30 days and people will not be choshed at you that you're violating the mitzvah mezuzah, they'll be toiler. Maybe the house doesn't belong to you. Maybe you borrowed it. Maybe someone gave you permission to use it. Maybe you rented it. But if you live in the apartment for more than 30 days, then it's a problem of marisayin. Then it looks as if the house belongs to you. So you mechuyim in the rabbanim to put a mezuzah. That was always the machlokes in the yeshiva and the dormitory. That the student said, there's no marisayin. No one's going to think that the dormitory room belongs to me, belongs to the yeshiva. Rabbi Nezer has such a chiddush, that if you have the community has a hospital, let's say, the Jewish community has a Jewish hospital, and someone's in the hospital for a long time. So someone's going to think that the hospital belongs to that person. It belongs to the kehillah. It doesn't belong to him. So Rav Nadezia thinks that the patient who's there for more than 30 days is not mechuyav to put a mezuzah. The kehillah is mechuyav to. That's what the students always used to have a machlokes with the administration. The students said in the yeshiva, they're not mechuyav to put a mezuzah. They don't want to pay for it. The administration is mechuyav because there's no marisayin. No one will think that they own, even if the father's a millionaire and he gives money to yeshiva university, but he doesn't own the dormitory. The dormitory belongs to the yeshiva. It doesn't belong to the private person. Administration always used to say, we don't pass them like the Avnei Nezer. You pay for the mezuzah. The finally, after many years, the administration put up all the mezuzahs. Okay. So so Rabbi Kebega writes, the accepted opinion in Yeridei is the second view on Tosis, that a rented apartment is never chayv ben hatorah because it says beisecha b'sharecha, chsavta mal mezuzah is beisecha b'sharecha, and the whole chiyuv mezuzah is only midrabbanan after 30 days, mishum arisai. So that's why you have 30 days. So Rabbi Kebega writes in a tshuva, why do we assume, the Avnei Nezer has in his tshuva, he writes, why have we accepted that opinion in Tosis? That the rented apartment is not chayv ben haTorah, only if it belongs to you. So he says, in Shabbos, in Perek HaBlezer de Mila, it's Machlokes Reb Lezer ben Hukin, it's Reb Lezer HaGodol and the Chachamim, where if you have a baby boy is born on Shabbos, so then the Mila Bizman is going to be next Shabbos. And Mila Bizman is Dech HaShabbos. So there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah, how much of the Mila is Dech HaShabbos. So we pass on only the actual Ris Mila itself. But the hachanas in advance, let's say the mom forgot to carry the knife to the home where the baby is. So you can't carry the baby because you don't say hachanas or satsma, the baby can't walk yet. And you can't carry the knife. Let's say there's no Erev in the city. So you don't do the bris on Shabbos. And Reb Lezer says, no, even if you don't have a knife, you can manufacture a knife. And says, in the city where Reb Lezer was a rabbi, b'mekamash Reb Lezer, even years after he passed away, that was the practice they always used to, whenever there would be a bris on Shabbos, there would be Mechal Shabbos to manufacture a knife and to carry the knife to demonstrate how chaviv the mitzvah mila is, and not only the mila bizman is derech Shabbos, even the machshirei mila, even the preparations, the carrying the knife and the manufacturing the knife, everything is derech Shabbos. The Gemara says Reb Lezer shita is not only by mila, it's even by lulav, strictly speaking. Men HaTorah, one is obligated to shake a lulav even when sukkahs falls out on Shabbos. So, and what if, and the Gemara says, you're not yotze, if the lulav and the esrog are still attached to the ground, you're not yotze. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Lezer, one is permitted to be mechal Shabbos, to pull the lulav and the esrog off, to detach it from the tree, even though it's a malach of kotzer, because not only machshirei mila derech Shabbos, even machshirei dalet ninim is also derech Shabbos. Even though Dalet Minim itself is not Derech HaShabbos, one could have argued the point, but it's wrong. One could have argued the point and said, Mila is Derech HaShabbos, and not only Mila, even Machshirei Mila. But Dalet Minim, there's no Chilul Shabbos involved. So why should there be a Heter to be Mechal Shabbos for the Machshirei Dalet Minim? But that's what the Gemara says. According to Reb Lezer, Machshirei Dalet Minim is Derech HaShabbos. And let's say the Korbanos Tmidim and Masofen that you bring on Shabbos, then not only are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to shech the korban, to be mocked, to burn the chelev on the mizbeach, that's a havara, to cause something to catch flame, is havara. The Gemara says, the Rishami says, according to Abbas, even to manufacture a knife to shech the korban is also muta. The Rishami just has a suffix, the tamidim and mesafim are brought on Shabbos in the daytime. Are you permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, leil Shabbos, to manufacture a knife, to use that knife to shech the korban in the daytime? why should it be a shayla? So Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, because the Gemara in the last parak in Yuma needs a separate pasuk to say there's an isa malacha b'leil Yom Kippur and there's an isa malacha b'yom Yom Kippur. It's a set. He won't say that there's an isa malacha for 24 hours. There's a separate kedusha sayom b'leil Yom Kippur and separate kedusha sayom b'yom Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says you need two psukim. So the Tosfos Shoshanim writes over there on Yuma that it's probably the same regarding Shabbos and Yontov as well. You must have, they don't know where the psukim are, but they said it probably are psukim to teach you that there's a nisa malacha bayom, a nisa malacha balayla. So that's why the Yerushalmi has this suffix. According to Rav Lezer, the machshirei, to meet him on the sofim is the Shabbos. Is the Dechel Shabbos only bayom? That's when the zman of the mitzvah of Tamidim Masofim is, or even Baleil Shabbos. It's a different Isa Malacha, and it's not yet the zman for Hakrobus Hakrabonis. So maybe Leil Shabbos, there's no heter to be Dechel Shabbos for the machshirim of the Karbonis on Shabbos and the daytime. So that's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. So the Gemara says, Rav Lezer holds not only machshirei mila dechel Shabbos, machshirei dalet minim, and machshirei korbanos, machshirei ma'avada mitzvahs as well. But then the Gemara says in Perek Rav Lezer in the Mila that there are certain mitzvahs where Rav Lezer will agree that the machshirei are not dechel Shabbos. The Gemara says, for example, mezuzah. If I need a mezuzah on my doorpost and I don't have one, would I be permitted to write the mezuzah on Shabbos and to nail on the mezuzah on the doorpost? Rav Lezer holds machshirei mitzvahs adechel Shabbos. So the Gemara says no. The only time he holds machshirei mitzvahs adechel Shabbos is if the obligation to do the mitzvah is absolute obligation. You're mechuyev to do this mitzvah. There's no way to get out of it. It's your child, and you have to do the milah b'Shabbos. And even if you give the child up for adoption, it's still your obligation to take care of the bris milah or the karbanis, the tamidim u'masafim. You're mechuyev to bring the karbanis, dalad ninim. You have to do the netilas salulav, and there's no way to get out of it. But the chiyav mezuzah, the Gemara says, a boy mafka the nichse. If he's mafka the house, then he's not mechuyev in mezuzah. Why is he not mechuyev in mezuzah? So the Amnon Ezer says, you see from the Gemara that the second answer of Tosfos is the correct one. That's the way we accept the opinion of Yeridea, that if you rent a house, it doesn't belong to you, so you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah mezuzah. Only beisecha b'sharecha, if the house belongs to you, doesn't belong to you, not. So Rabbi Kibega has in the tshuva, why is it that a rented house is only midrabanan? Because beisecha b'sharecha. But why don't you say that the tenant rented the house, so it's his house? And we say, no, schiris lo kanya. He says, just like the Gemara says, schiris lo kanya, and therefore the landlord is still in violation of the law. And today said, v'lesavi se'ev al beisecha, if he allows the nochri to bring in the dobishal of the zar into his house. Same is true regarding mezuzah. We say, it's the landlord's house. We don't consider it the tenant's house because chivas lo kanya. So Rav Shach says, but the Shach and Yerideya, Rav Shach and Panavi says, but the Shach and Yerideya said the accepted answer is what Tosfos wrote at the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah. Why is it that the Balei Tosfos had the practice that they would rent their apartments to Nochrim who would bring in Avodah Zarah? When someone died or when a baby would be born, what happened to the lav they saw v'sevel v'secha? So Tosfos says that b'zman hazeh, since we follow dina de malchusa, and dina de malchusa, the landlord, by the goyisha laws, the landlord has a right to evict the tenant, even if he doesn't violate any of the conditions of the contract. If his house burns down, and he doesn't have use of his own house, so he has a right to evict the tenant. So Tosfos says, in the days of the Gemara, they followed the din in the Gemara. But as man is that, if you rent to a nochri, you follow the din in the machusi. Can't evict the tenant. So today the din is that chiris is kanya. So just like Tosfos says chiris kanya b'zman hazeh lahokil ananisa deraisa, that you're not in violation of the sabisei v'al b'isecha, we should certainly say chiris kanya lahachmer. So the tenant who rents the apartment is mechuyev mikir adin to put the mezuzah mechuyev benatar. Because chivas kanya b'zman hazeh, so you shouldn't have the 30-day grace period. It's not really, it's not mitam marisayin. It's b'zman hazeh chivas kanya. So it's called beisecha b'sharecha. That's Rav Shach's taina. It's a taina against the Yerideya. In Yerideya, they quote all the dinim from the Gemara that rented apartments only midrabanan. You have 30 days. Some hold the 30 days is only ritzufim. Only if you have 30 days in a row. If you went away for a Shabbos, then you have to start counting all over again. 30 days with Tzufim, the Shari Tshuva quotes that. Only 30 days, Pischi Tshuva, only 30 days with Tzufim. So that's
maybe. So the halacha we should say, we say is schirut is kanya lahakel and also lahachmer also.
Yeah, Tosin says that lahakel and anisa there, right? He says certainly should be lahachmer. He should say schirut is kanya.
That's so. So would that mean? So strictly speaking, let's say if a person wants to rent out a property for going to use, like let's say as a base of avodah zarah, as a church.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, well, if we would say lahakel and lahachmer, then we shouldn't be allowed to rent it out to him?
No, then it would be mutta. It should be mutta. Unless there may be another isa. But this love of lasavi seibel beisecha wouldn't apply. Yeah, this love, that's what Taisa said. The love lasavi seibel doesn't apply bisman hazeh because schir is kanya. So the Jewish landlord is not in violation of lasavi seibel beisecha. It's called beisa of the tenant. It's not called beisa of the landlord anymore.
And the halacha that would be mutter, meaning were there other issues involved with that also?
Yeah, maybe some luister in renting out, maybe supporting avodah zarah. Maybe there's another issa, I don't know. But this law wouldn't apply. Yeah, the Torah prohibits. Torah says you have to be careful for avodah zarah. Shaketz to shakzenim sa'ev to sa'avenu kicherem hu. So the Gemara has an interesting comment in Maseches Avodah Zarah. We have Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. So the Gemara says that when it comes to darshaning psukim with respect to Avodah Zarah, the Midas are applied slightly differently. Because of the Pasuk, Shaketz to Shaktsenu, V'saev to Savenu, it means you always go to Chumrah. Not because Fekha Deraisa to Chumrah. Midahi Batorah. If you're not sure how to darshan the pasuk, so the pasuk shaketz shaktsan tells you you should go to chumrah over here, similar to what you have, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, similar to something similar you have, the Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara says v'hitzilu ha'eda, shoftu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda, the psukim in the end of Chumash Bamidbar. So the Gemara says v'hitzilu ha'eda and daf samachtes in Sanhedrin. Hitzilu ha'eda, when it comes to din nefashas. You always darshan the psukim lekula. You always bend over backwards to darshan lekula. So when it comes to avodah zarah, you always bend over backwards to darshan the psukim lechumra, even though it's not so mukhrach. We apply the midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem slightly differently. Take, for example, the Gemara has a long sugya, goes on and on and on, or a few blot Gemara in Perek Ezel Mekoyman, that in Kotshim, the midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem are slightly different. And call that tarakula. Call that tarakula. The din is lemedim lamed medan lamed. Let's say I learned that B was learned out from A. Then I want to learn out C from B. There's a hekish. There's a zereshav or whatever. The Gemara goes exactly when it applies. Doesn't always apply. So in call that tarakula lemedim lamed medan lamed. I can learn out C from B, even though the din in B was only learned out from A. And when it comes to karbanas, the klal is ein lemedim lamed medan lamed. You don't learn out. So the midas are slightly applied slightly differently. Well, Tosfos writes in Zvachim Dav Dalet, not everybody agrees with the Tosfos. Tosfos says that the klal in the Gemara that you need shin ala vakasim liyakev when it comes to karbanos, if the pasuk only says it once, so we assume it's only lachatchila and it's not miyakev to the eved. But the eved, the karban will be kosher. But if it's written twice, a second time, if it's repeated shin ala vakasim, then it's liyakev. The Tosfos thinks that this is a midah that only applies in Kochim, Shina Lakas of Liakev. That's questionable. The Hazanish on Nigoyim and the Mishnah Achreina, printed on the Mishnayis, Mishnah Achreina on Nigoyim, he was way before the Hazanish, 100 years before the Hazanish. So they quote from Mishnayis and Nigoyim and other places, they tie it's not correct. They think not like Texas, that Shina Lakas of Liakev is a din and called a Tarakula. It's not restricted only to Kochim. But ein lemed lamed alamed, that's beferish that only applies to kachim. So you see that the midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem applies slightly differently in this area of aloch and kachim. So the same is true regarding avodah zarah. Same is true regarding din nefashos that the midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem applies slightly differently. Then the pasuk continues that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's schar v'onesh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of the Jewish people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us man to teach us the loyal alechem about the yechyehu adam, kel kol motzah pi Hashem yechyehu adam. So there's a famous interpretation from the Arizal. The Tanya talks about this a lot, that in the beginning of the Tanya, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he proclaimed the Aseres HaDibros, Basar Mamaris Nibra HaOlam. So really, the nature of the world was that nothing existed outside HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Oid Malvad, nothing else existed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the world into existence, so should have come into existence, should have flopped back into non-existence a second later. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayar Lekim Kitov, the Ramban HaChumash says in Bereshis, what do you mean Vayar Lekim Kitov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, he passes judgment that he thinks that it's a nice world. If he wanted it to be a nice world, it would be nice. If he wanted it to look awful, it'll look awful. Whatever his wish was, that's what is going to happen. A human being, a person has chalomos, he's going to marry such a type of a girl, he's going to buy such a home near a river, he's going to have so many children, and it's going to look like this. And then it doesn't exactly happen like that. The girl that he marries is not exactly what he was dreaming, and the house that he lives in is not exactly the way he thought it was going to come out, and the river is not exactly the way he thought, and the children, nothing is exactly the way he dreamt that it's going to be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. Whatever his ratzon is, that's what it's going to be. So what do you mean? Vayar lekim kito, oh, it turned out good. If he wanted it not to be good, it's going to be not good. Wanted it to be good, it's going to be good. How do you translate Vayar lekim kito? So the Ramban explains, when HaKadosh Baruch brought everything into existence from non-existence, everything was yesh me'ayim. So it should have come into existence for a second, and then it should fall back into non-existence. So HaKadosh Baruch had to make it tzivoy, Vayar lekim kitoiv. He wants everything to continue to exist. That's the Ratzon Hashem, that everything should continue to exist the same way that he brought it into the world. So that's what the Tanya quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, that the Pasuk says, V'olam Hashem d'rocha nitzah b'ashamayim, that asar ma'amores that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared in order to bring everything into existence, those ma'amores are still there. V'olam Hashem d'rocha nitzah b'ashamayim, the Ratzon Hashem is not only that things should come into existence, but it should continue to exist. So that's how the Arizal interprets this pasuk. Lo al lechem levado yechyehu adam. People don't just live on lechem. Kol motza pi Hashem yechyehu adam. And every piece of lechem, there's a motza pi Hashem. The desire of HaKadosh Baruch pi Hashem is the asar ma'amaris. HaKadosh Baruch said he wants trees and he wants wheat and he wants food to grow from the ground and so on. He wants meat and chicken and everything. So whenever you eat food, you're eating not only the physical mitzvahs that keeps your body alive, you're eating up the Dvar Hashem that exists in all of these foods. That's a famous interpretation from the Arizal. Then the Pasuk here in the beginning of Parsha Zekeb says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chita, Sar, V'Gefen, Atena, V'Rim, and Eretz Hashem, and Advash. And the Pasuk lists off all the shivas aminim shenishtapcha b'hem Eretz Yisrael. Do these seven minim have any specific significance? So the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Bikurim only applies to the shivas aminim. We discussed a little bit, we were learning Rosh Hashanah during the middle of the week. So the Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah discusses that Maaser Yerek is only midrabbanan, and the Maaser Haruvin, Bokser, is only midrabbanan. So what's min haTorah? So Rashi and Tosfos and the Rabbi hold the minhag that there is only Dagon, Tirosh, v'Yitzah. Dagon includes all the chameshes minhag Dagon. And Tirosh means wine and grapes. And Yitzah means olive oil and olives as well. So Zeisim Adov Machayib Min HaTorah. That's the Posh Mishad. So that's the way we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. That only Dagon, Tirosh, v'Yitzah. Because the Psukim say, Reish is digoncha, Reish is the truma. Reish is digoncha, v'sirochcha, v'yitzarecha, if she gives to the Kohen. So it only talks about truma from Reish is digoncha, v'sirochcha, v'yitzarecha. The Rambam holds a different sheet. The Rambam holds that all peris u'ilan achayit min ha-Torah. Only Maaser Yerek is the Rabbanon. Ayit says that Bokser is only the Rabbanon. So the Rambam says, because Bokser is not really Maichal Odom. It's basically Maichal Behemah. So that's why it's not chayit min ha-Torah. It's only the Rabbanon. But all other fruits are chayit min ha-Torah. And then there's one obscure shita, I think it's the Urayim, but we don't hold like this. That all the Shivas Aminim are Chayim and Atar. So we don't really hold like that. We assume that Shivas Aminim is only relevant for Bikurim. It's not relevant for Trumas and Mises. The Gemara has a din regarding the Shivas Aminim. We recite a separate Bracha Achrayna. When we eat from the Shivas Aminim, we say Ala Michyo, Ala Eitz, Ala Gefen, and so on. That's based on the psukim Eretz Shalom b'miskenes tochal malachem echalta v'savata v'irachta es Hashem alakech al Eretz Teva shenas an loch. So the Gemara says we hold Eretz hipsik l'inyan. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Ches in chapter Ches. Pasuk Ches says Eretz chitus arugafen adayin v'riman Eretz Hashem and Rosh. Then Pasuk Tes starts again Eretz Shalom b'miskenes tochal malachem. So the Gemara says, "Eretz hifsiko inyan that v'echalta v'savata v'erachta only applies to lechem; it does not apply to the shivus hamidim." So that's a Rashba and not Gemara. In Perek Shlosh Shachlu, the Rashba has a machlekes harishayim, means that the bracha achrayna on the shivus hamidim is only midrabanan. The bracha achrayna is only the rice and lechem. Eretz hipsik l'inyan, so the bracha achrayna on the yod is only rabbanan, or perhaps no. On lechem, there's a din bracha achrayna that you need three brachas. Hazana sakol, and noida lecha, and the third bracha. And on shivus aminim, it's also a din deraisa, you need a bracha achrayna deraisa, but you can include all of the themes in one bracha. You don't have to say different brachas. That's really a big machlok. Is that true? That on lechem, minatori, you have to recite three separate brachas? And if you recite the whole Birchas HaMazon in one bracha, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food and the Eretz Yisrael, for Bris Milah, Al Chukecha Shehoidatana, and so on. If you include all the topics in one bracha, it won't be Yotzim Min HaTorah, and that's a big machlokes HaRishonim. The Gemara says that the Poyalim, if you work for someone else, you're not self-employed, so you're not allowed to take up too much time, you're not allowed to take too many coffee breaks in the middle of working because he's cheating the balabas. You're not allowed to cheat the balabas. You have to put in a whole day's work. So the Gemara says the workers who are not self-employed are not allowed to have chazaras hashatz. Chazaras hashatz is a takana midrabana, so they should only daven. They shouldn't have chazaras hashatz. And then the Gemara says when they recite, they eat a sandwich for lunch. When they bench, they should abridge the birchas hamazon. They should say the first bracha and combine the second and the third brachas together as one to abridge the bench. And then they leave out Atayva Meitav because Atayva Meitav lab their rice and they're not allowed to cheat the boss by extending their lunch break longer. They should be mekatzah the bench. So that's the kasha. If they combine together the second and the third brachas, so they're not yoytze benching men atayra. So what kind of business is that? They're not yet. So Tosfos answers, Yeshkech b'yachachamim b'kadob b'natayra b'shevi altasa. So on that Tosfos, the Rashba says, who says that you're not yetzim b'natayra? If you say the whole benching in one bracha, maybe you are yetzim b'natayra. But that's really the Rashba himself quotes the two opinions. When the Gemara says, Eretz hipsik l'inyan, that b'yachalta b'savata b'yachalta goes back on lechem, on Pasuk Tes, it doesn't go back at all on the shivus aminim. The bracha achrayna on shivus aminim is only the rabbanan. No, on the shivus aminim you can be yosei with one bracha, and on lechem you have to have separate bracha. So that's really a major machlokes in the rishon.
Like Yosef Royer, that if he said baruch morah the high pita, it'd be yosei.
Yeah, he's yosei the first bracha.
So that's all it was talking about. I thought it's the pitarta from
him. You have to say, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Eretz Yisrael and for Torah and Chukim and a lot of other things. Yeah. You say the first bracha. Or you say Hamoti Lechem and Oretz. I don't remember whether Gemara's bracha Rishayna or bracha Achrayna. But if it goes on bracha Achrayna, you're not Yotze the old benching, just Yotze the first bracha. Yeah.
Why isn't Berachas HaMazon a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz if the Pasuk says Al Oretz HaTovah?
So I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a minute. Good question. So the Chacham Avadya has a tshuva where he writes, even according to those Rishonim, that bracha achrayna is deraisa on the shivus aminim, that's only if the person ate kidei sviya. He ate so much, let's say he ate Wheaties for breakfast. So if he just had a kazayas of Wheaties, that's not going to be filling. Has to eat so much, or he had grapes. He ate grapes. He just has a little snack of grapes, and he's still hungry. So then we assume if he would have had bread, and he's still hungry, he's not chayv to bench menater. Igmar has a machlokes hatanoim. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be obligated to bench menater? So the Gemara sounds like it's a machlekes hatanoim, Rameh Rebuda. It says, V'achalta, ein achila plus mikazayis. So one tana sounds like you also. If you have a kazayis of bread, v'chuyif the bench menator. And the Rabbi Natan paskens like that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Natan sheet is that on kazayis, v'chuyif to recite Berchas Hamazon menator. And how does Rabbi Natan prove that that's how we pasken? Because the Gemara tells a story about Shimon ben Shetach, that he was the brother-in-law of Yanai HaMelech. His sister, Shimon ben Shetach, was the Rosh HaSanhedrin, and his sister was married, sister was Shlom Tzion HaMalka, and she was married to this Meshugana Yanai HaMelech. So Yanai HaMelech was victorious in battle, and he threw a big party, and he was, so at the end of the party, nobody knew how to recite the benching. It was very, he was crazy, but he was very religious. So he had to have Birchas HaMazon. There were no Sidurim then. The text of the Birchas HaMazon is part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So in the days of the Tanaim, it was prohibited, just like it was prohibited to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh, it was prohibited to write down the Nusach HaTfilah and the Nusach HaBrochas. So he said, we need someone to recite the benching for us. He had killed all the Rabbanim. He had murdered all the Rabbanim because he was angry at them. So the only one who was alive was his own brother-in-law, Shimon ben Shetach, who was in hiding. So he asked his wife, can you get me a rabbi? It means, can you get me your brother, Shimon ben Shetach? So she said, if you swear to me that you're not going to give him a hard time, so I know where he is. So he swore he's not going to give him a hard time. So Shimon ben Shetach comes. And Yana HaMelech gives him a cup of wine, and he says, say the benching to be Moitzias. So he takes the cup of wine and he says, Bor Pi Agofen, and he drinks the wine. So he says, I didn't give you the wine to drink it. I gave you the bench for us. I say, how can I bench for you if I didn't eat anything? Now that I had a cup of wine, now I'll be able to bench. Give me another cup of wine, now I'll say the bench. So the Gemara says that we don't pass on like Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach, Obad, Legamehu Diab. That was his own shita. That if you have a cup of wine, this enables you to recite benching to the mercy of the others. But in order to be more to the others, we would paskan, you have to have a kazayis of bread. So Rashi quotes a kasha from the Baal Halachas Gedolos, but we assume that if you eat a kazayis of bread, you only have to bench mid the Rabbanan. And the other people, all the people from the government, they ate a whole meal, a filling meal, they all ate kadesiyah. So their obligation to bench was probably minatora. And Shimon ben Shetach, if he would have had a kazayis of bread, would have only been mid the Rabbanan. So he's not mechib dover on the level of the rice. How could it be moitzi them? That's the Bahag's kasha. So the Bahag says that the others didn't have kedei svia either. What do you mean the others didn't have kedei svia? They walked away hungry. Yan HaMelech makes a party. They didn't have kedei svia. So it probably means they didn't eat so much bread. They ate the way we do. They had a little bit of bread. A lot of people on Shabbos and Yantab, they have a little bit of bread. And they barely have a kazayis. A lot of times they don't even have a kazayis. And then they eat a whole filling meal, but the bread didn't fill them up. They're filled because of the other stuff. So that's a big question. Is that called Kedei Sviya? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham that that's called Kedei Sviya. That's called Kviya Suda. If you have a little bit of cake to fill you, and then you eat a whole meal, so the cake becomes Hamotzi. And Al-Natila said that, and that's called Kedei Sviya. Chama Vadya doesn't paskan like that. He paskan against the Magen Avraham and against the Mishnah Berurah. But that's what the Ashkenazim follow. But Moshe Feinstein has a joke. He says, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the Magen Avraham. That's called Kedei Sviya. So that's really seems to be a machlokes HaRishonim over here. So the Bahag answers like that, that the others didn't have Kedei Sviya, probably didn't have Kedei Sviya bread. They had a filling meal. They had steaks and everything else, but they didn't have Kedei Sviya bread. Rashi doesn't like that answer. Rashi holds that they did have Kedei Sviya. So Rashi gives a different answer, that even one who's only Mechuyi B'dover, Medir Rabbanan, can also be Moitzi the others. And on that topic, that's where the Rabbi Natan says, from this Gemara you see that if you eat a kazayis bread, you Mechuyi the bench, Menatar. Otherwise, how can Shimon ben Shetach recite the benching to be Moitzi the others if he would have had a kazayis of bread, if he's only Mechuyi Medir Rabbanan, the others are Mechuyi Menatar. So that's Rabbi Natan's sheet. Rabbi Natan holds that when the Tanoim had the machlokes, had to read the pasuk ve'achalta b'savata. So one Tana says ve'achalta is kazayis, and mechuyif the bench on kazayis. That we paskan like that. Kazayis is deraisa. In the concentration camps, a lot of times they had a
kazayis. Is benching a birchas hamitzvah or birchas hanen?
Benching is not a birchas hamitzvah. No, you don't say a
birchas hanen.
Yeah, we're praising and saying Shevach Takadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the food. Yeah. Yeah. It's a birchas hanenen le'achad. There's a birchas hanenen le'fana, a birchas hanenen le'achreo. So the birchas hamazon is a bracha shel achreo of hanoeh. Yeah. So that's one sheet that Rabbi Natan holds. That sheet is their eisa. He paskins like that. That kazayis is their eisa. Then the next tana, machlein samei rebuted. Next tana says, no, it says ve'achalta v'savata. So v'savata means twice ve'achalta. So one kazayis is not enough. You need kibetzah. That's the question. What's the ratio between, what's the relationship between the kazayis and the kibetzah? So that's a big machlekes harishonim in Shulchan Aruch. Some say that a kazayis is a half of a kibetzah. Some say a kazayis is a shlish beitzah. Poshim Shad in this Gemara is ve'achalta would have meant kazayis. Now that it says v'savata means two kazayisim, which is a kibetzah. Sounds like it's a chatzi beitzah. How do we paskin about this? Whether Kazayis is a chatzi beitza or shlish beitza? So he says that with respect to dinim deraisa, he should be machman. Let's say matzah. So and then the first night of Pesach, matzah is deraisa, so you should be machman that you should have chatzi beitza. And the second night of Pesach is only derabanan, so you can be make of that the shlish beitza is enough. People are not allowed to eat bread, not allowed to eat matzah. I remember Rabbi Schwab told me that the last years of his life he wasn't allowed to eat bread or cake or cookies or anything like that. So he said on the first night of Pesach, he only ate a kazayza matzah, chatzi beitza. And the second night of Pesach was only the Rabban. So he ate a shlish beitza. That's how the Magen Avraham paskens. With respect to dinam deraisa, you have to be machmer. With respect to dinam Rabban, you can be mekel. Sometimes the kula is shlish, sometimes the kula is chatzi. Depends what.
How does the Rebbeinu Tam learn that?
He learns it the way everybody else does, and he holds we don't paskin like that, Gemara.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. And we paskin lahalacha, not like the Rebbeinu Tam. We paskin the Shulchan Aruch that you only mechuyev to bench men haTorah if you ate kedei svir, echalta v'savata. The only question is kedei svir from the bread alone or kedei svir the bread with the whole meal together? That's a question. That's a machlokes. But we assume that you only mechuyev to bench men haTorah if you ate kedei svir. What does the other Tana do v'savata? So one Tana says v'achalta would have meant kazayis. Now that it says v'savata, it means two kazayisim. It means a kebetza. The other Tana says kedayis. The Rabbeinu Tam stays with the kazayis. So what does it mean v'savata? So the Gemara says v'achalta is achila v'savata shtiyah. So the one Tana who says that kazayis is deraisa. Kazayis is deraisa, so he said b'savata means if you have a sandwich and you didn't drink anything with the sandwich, then the chiyuv to bench is only with the rabbanan. If you had a little bit to drink with the sandwich, then the chiyuv to bench becomes menater. So the Ramah quotes that lahalocha in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have three people who ate together, they bench mezuman. So if one of them had a sandwich and he had a drink also, the other two had a sandwich and didn't have a drink, so maybe the one who had the drink is mechuyev on the level of the raisa, and the others are only mechuyev to bench with the rabbanon. So more correct is that the one who has the stronger chiyuv should be the one to bench mezuman. Or let's say one of them had a whole full meal, filling meal, he ate kedei svir. The others only had kezayis, and they're still a little hungry after the meal. So the one should bench mezuman is the one who ate kedei svir. The one is for sure more mechuyev than the others. Yeah, so this, the Gemara says that this mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon has a whole history over the years to change. In the Midbar, the Gemara says, when the mon came down, and it says, everybody took the mon, and Esa Shetofo Eif, Esa Shetabash Lavashelo, they would bake bread, bake chalas out of it. So Moshe Rabbeinu composed the Nusach of the first bracha, Zanus HaKol. After Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, then the din required v'irachas Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'toyva doesn't mean you should bench to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're eating in Eretz Yisrael. It means you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you Eretz Yisrael. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Matana wasn't yet delivered. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Matana was delivered when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says that after they conquered Eretz Yisrael, then Yeshua ben Nun composed the second bracha, Al Ha'aretz HaTov, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, Al Ha'aretz HaTov, what is HaTov? So HaTov refers to Yerushalayim. Ha'or HaTov HaZev HaLavonan is a reference to Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim has a double aspect to it. Number one, it's officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And number two, it's the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. He eat kachim kalim in the whole city, Yerushalayim. So David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the official capital of Medina Yisrael in his time. So he composed the first part of the third bracha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash, but the Navi didn't permit him because Dam Rav Shafachta, he killed all these Palestinian terrorists. The Beis HaMikdash has to be a Mokam Shalom. So he wasn't permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he was told he was going to have a son. Shlomo is going to be a man of peace, going to be Shalom during his lifetime, and he'll be permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, he built the Beis HaMikdash, so Yerushalayim got a second aspect to it, that is the Mokam HaMikdash. So Shlomo HaMelech had to complete the composition of the third bracha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, but also Yerushalayim as the Mokam HaMikdash. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Ramban that this mitzvah had a history to it. Originally, the mitzvah only consisted of the first bracha. In the days of the Midbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, they only had to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the food because they didn't yet have Eretz Yisrael. After Yishuv Benun conquered Eretz Yisrael, then they had to compose the second bracha. It was Eraisa. And after David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, they had to say the third bracha, HaToivah. And then after Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, and they had to complete the third bracha. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so then the third bracha is probably only the Rabbanan. What do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore? The question is, all the years before 1948 that we didn't have Eretz Yisrael, no delecho was the Raisa. Maybe no delecho was only the Rabbanan, because we didn't have. In the days of Avram Avinu was kind of Eretz Yisrael, but then all the years, we didn't have Eretz Yisrael till after Yeshua ben Nun conquered it. So the chiyuv to recite the second bracha only became the Raisa after they conquered Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Ramban points out. He says, it quotes the Ramban, that this mitzvah had a whole history to it. We have a few mitzvahs like that, that over the year, the nature of the mitzvah changed, like Ori Miklot, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. He only made three Ari Miklot, but they didn't begin to function until the other three were established. Then after the other three were established, they function. But Losi Lavoi, there's going to be another three Ari Miklot. The Rambam writes that that's the only mitzvah that has yet to be changed. We have several other mitzvahs that changed over here. The mitzvah of Milah was given by Avraham Avinu. And over the years, it was only Milah till Yeshua ben Nun was told we should do Milah Upriya. So now that's it. The mitzvah changed. A couple of other mitzvahs also changed over the years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that the mitzvah should change. So this is the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. So you have the Shivas Aminim I mentioned in the Pasuk. And the Gemara says in Ketzah Mevorchim that the Seder of the Shivas Aminim is mentioned in the Chumash. Whatever is closer to the word Eretz has Kedima here. So Chita is closer to the Eretz Kama, and Zayis is next in the list. It's close to Eretz Basra. Then Saora is second closest to the Eretz Kama. Then Dvash is second closest to the Eretz Basra. So you have the order of the Shuvos HaMinim is first Chita, then Zayis, then Seorah, then Dvash, and Gefen Teina Verima. What's the significance of the Seder? So the Gemara says, if you're eating a few different peiros, there's a Seder Kedima. Which one should you say the bracha on? So you go in the order of the Kedima, Kavakodim, whatever is closer to Eretz, comes first. And Yeshua points out, this whole thing is an Asmachta. The whole idea of Bichas Hanenin is only Midirabbanan. It's not a Din Manatora. So what did the Gemara make a din kedima from thin air? They invented a whole asmachta from thin air. So Pnei Yeshua thinks that it's not so. He thinks, called it tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. He thinks there must be a din deraisa here in the pasuk. Shuvos HaMinim is relevant for bikurim. So he says, when a person is eating, who eats bikurim? The Kohanim eat bikurim in Yerushalayim. Bikurim has a hybrid. It has kedushas truma. Shem Echod with Truma, and it has a din like Maaseh Sheni, can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So if a person, a Kohen, is eating Truma, is eating Bikurim in Yerushalayim, and he has a choice of eating, he has Chita, and he has Zayis, and he has Sora, and he has Dvash. So he thinks that Seder Kedima applies Ben HaTorah to one who's eating the Kurim in Yerushalayim. And then the Rabbanan, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there, I said Tikkun, so they introduced also, that when you're saying the brachas on them, so kol ha-kodem b'pasik is kodem b'bracha. But he thinks if on the level of the Raisa, there wouldn't be any Seder Kedima by eating the Kurim. So how could they invent Yesh Me'ayin mid the Rabbanan such a din? Yeah, and the pasuk here, Simloscho Levosa Me'alecha, pasuk Dalit, right before this, she was, I mean, Simloscho Levosa Me'alecha, Raglachalot Bateka, Zar Baim Shana, the 40 years traveling in the Midbar, Raglachalot Bateka, Rashi says, Kedera Cholche Yochef. Why was Taka Raglachalot Bateka, Kedera Cholche Yochef? So the Mephoshim explained, because he didn't go Yochef, because there's another pasuk that says, Nalcholot Bosa Me'al Raglach, and they were wearing shoes. So that's why the it wasn't Ragla Chalor Batzeka Keder Chalche Yochef because they were not going Yochef. And the Gemara in Moed Katan and the Megalchan has a suffix. One who's a Nidui has to observe Avelus on himself. When a relative dies, we observe Avelus over the fact that it's Elam Elikim passed away. We observe Avelus over someone else. If a person is a Mitzoyra, so Mitzoyra is Choshev Kemeis, he has to observe Avelus over himself. If a person is placed a Nidui, Nidui is a curse. The Beis Din gives a curse that the person should drop dead. And when he dies, the relatives in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Mordechai, the relatives do not observe Avelus, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that Harugi Beis Din ein sabli malayim. You don't observe Avelus because the Pasuk says, Bavod Rishayim Rina. So when a person is Mishnah Meis Ben Eduya, Beis Din saw Klamas Harona to demonstrate that he deserved to get Skila. And we treat him like Harugi Bezin, that the relatives do not observe Avelus. So Gemara has a suffix, a person who's in Nidui, how many aspects of Avelus does he observe? Does he have to observe Nidus Hasan Dolosa? He's not allowed to wear shoes or not. So the Korban Nisan, that's the Kasha, Korban Nisan in the bottom of the Rosh, and White Kot Nes the Kasha, the Gemara has a take, was not sure whether me, one who's in Nidui, is he prohibited or is he mutter to wear shoes. Why don't you quote the pasuk? Because the Gemara says the Abayim Shana Shoyisol Bamidbar after the Chetu Egel they were menudim lashamayim. They were like a nidui, and the pasuk says they were wearing shoes. They were wearing shoes. So why not learn from the pasuk that the one is a nidui is allowed to wear shoes? So the Gemara Nizana discusses it. Why didn't the Gemara bring the right from the pasuk?
Why is there a chiv derais bechlal on grain from chutz la'aretz? The pasuk says al oretz atoyva. Shouldn't it be a mitzvah tloy ba'aretz?
No, mitzvah tloy ba'aretz. No, mitzvah tloy ba'aretz is only the agricultural mitzvahs. No, this means we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. Once you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us food, so we have to express our gratitude for all the other toivas, all the other chasorim that he did for us. So we thank him over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael and over the fact that he gave us Yerushalayim. It doesn't have to, the tefillah didn't have to grow in Yerushalayim. You have to thank him over other things as well. We have to extend the Hoidoya.
The Pasuk only says Al Haaretz.
It means we have to thank him. No, we have to thank him over the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. We have to thank him over the fact HaTovah that he gave us Yerushalayim. But there's no requirement that the stuff grew in Yerushalayim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only about the food, we thank him about other things as well. That's what the Pasuk tells you. When you're obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to extend the thanks and say thank you for other things as well, not just about the Toiva that he just did to us right now. The pasuk continues. Zochar Eishes Asher Ksavtas Hashem Elokecha Bamidbar. We should remember the fact that we got HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry that we worshipped the ego. So the Rambam wrote a whole sefer on mitzvahs, and every so often the Ramban has a hasaga. He deletes a whole bunch of mitzvahs that the Rambam counted. He has to replace them with other mitzvahs because the Midrashim tell us there are 248 mitzvahs essay, 365 mitzvahs less essay. So the Ramban has a whole list of mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. in order to replace the mitzvahs that the Ramban is deleting, so he has a list of additional mitzvahs. So this one is not sure. So is this only a chiyuv? Moshe Rabbeinu is only telling this to Dor HaMidbar, those who were involved in the Chet HaEgel. They should always remember the fact that that they sinned, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill them all, he let them all live. Or is it a din l'doros that throughout all the future generations, there's a chiyuv to learn Parshas Chet HaEgel once a year, every year? Like there's a chiyuv to learn Parshas Zochar once a year, every year, possibly. The Sefer HaChina says maybe it's once a year, every year. So the Magen Avraham didn't have the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvot. The Magen Avraham goes to Yalka Shemayni to that effect. Magen Avraham in Hilchas Bichas Kriyashma, when he tells you what kavanas you should have when you say Avarabba, when you say Kel Baruch Ni Moisi Tenu, so he says one of the kavanas is about Chet HaEgel. So he quotes this Yalka Shemayni that there's an obligation to lain Chet HaEgel once a year, every year. That's what the that was what the Ramban was misupik about. Is it a din l'doros? Is it only a harva short? So the Medrash Yalka Shemani assumes that it's a din l'doros. And the Magen Avraham asks, how come we don't make a whole Parshas Chet HaEgel that can make a big fuss? There's an in Shabbos in the yeshiva, and the SOY has all the speakers on Parshas Zochar. So why don't they invite everybody to come on Parshas Chet HaEgel to have a special haftarah, and the garbage can announce, and everybody should have in mind to be yotze with the brachas and with the kriya. So he says, the Magen Avraham says, it's an embarrassment to the Jewish people that we sinned with the Chet HaEgel. He said, the same regarding Chet Miriam. Zohar Reis HaShosh HaShom Kach Miriam, also Zechiris Chet Miriam, is also a mitzvah, maybe once a year, every year. We don't make a parsha, a special kriya satorah. We don't make a big fuss about Chet Miriam because it's a genai los and tzadikas. So that's why the same by Chet HaEgel. We have in mind when we lay in Parshas Eker, we have in mind, the Balkari should have in mind. If the Balkari does know that such a mitzvah exists, that's like Kavanah Shel Olot says. He has to know, the Tzibur have to know that there is such a mitzvah. And then you say, having Kavanah Olot says, this mitzvah is a Chiras Chet HaEgel. That's what Rabbi Baruch Epstein in his autobiography has a whole suggestion. I think he's probably quoting it from someone else. That in Shulchan Aruch it says that Parsha Spora, Yesham and the Parsha Spora is their ice. So the only Gaon says that it's a mistake. How can Parsha Spora be their ice? There is no such din. So that's what Rabbi Baruch Epstein quotes. That those who suggest Rashi quotes on Parsha Chukas Tavo Hemid Kanech Tzayel's Benot, that the Paraduma was given to us as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. What's the mitzvah to remember the Chet HaEgel? We should remember that we should walk around with a guilty conscience that we're born in sin. No, it means we should remember, the Gemara says in the first parak on Avodah Zarah that the Jewish people after the Maimon HaSinai, after seeing all the nisim and the flaws by Makas Bukharis and Kriyas Yamsuf, Gil Shechina, and they saw Gil Shechina by Maimon HaSinai, so they're going to make an egel. How is that possible? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Lahoi Sosha Bursa Do Rim Lahoi Samaisa, but Derech HaTeva, they would never have sinned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspended their Bechir Choshes and caused them to sin in order to teach Lahoi Shuvah L'Rabim, to teach the lesson of Shuvah, that even if the whole nation does such a terrible Aver like Avodah Zarah, it's still possible to have a Kapora. So when did they get the Kapora? When they brought the Paradum, so that's what he said. That's what Baruch Epstein suggests, that maybe Parshas Parah is their Isa to fulfill this mitzvah of Zechiras Chet HaEgel, because the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet HaEgel is to remember that it's possible to have a tikkun. It's possible for the whole tzibur to do an avera, and still possible to get a kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu says he went up to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo achalta imayim lo shasisi in pasuk tes, perek tes, pasuk tes. So the Kuzari points out, is that possible, humanly possible, a person does eat for 40 days and 40 nights, is going to die? So he says the philosophers from the Middle Ages divided everything in the world into four parts. Domit samechai medaber, animal, vegetable, mineral, and the human being. Medaber is a human being. So the Kuzari says he thinks you have to divide it into a fifth category. Klali saw it as a separate category. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu could lechem l'achalta imayim lo shasisa and is still alive after 40 days, he takes it as not that it's something unique about Moshe Rabbeinu. Klali saw it have the ability. when he has the conversation with the chaver, has the conversation with the Melech HaKuzarim, so the chaver asks the Melech HaKuzarim, what would you say? Everything in the world is divided into four categories. What would you say if a person has the ability to fast, not to eat, not to drink for 40 days and 40 nights? So he said, that's an angel. That's not a human being. He says, no, I'm talking about a human being. So then he said, that's the fifth category. Klal Yisrael is a separate category. I remember they said over there, Rav Chaim Moizer was so in awe of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he used to say, everything in the world is divided into five categories. Damit Tzemech Chaim Medaber, Briske Rav. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was Briske Rav. Separate category. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Rei Kishichis Amcha, Asher Hatzesa. The Eretz said, "Why do you mean kishicha samcha? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden at fault? Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people." So the Chazal had a tradition that is a reference to the era of Rav. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't consult the Rabbanu Shel Olam when he took all these era of Rav Olam Itam. Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own. We're going to have a Maimon HaSinai. There are only shishim ibel Jewish people, men, women, and children. Wouldn't it be a bigger Kiddush Hashem if you have a few more million people there present at HaSinai? So he accepted the Erev Rav. He was Megayer additional people. And the Rabbanu Shlom, he didn't consult it. And the Rabbanu Shlom didn't approve it. And then the tradition has it that the whole trouble from the Chet HaEgel started from the Erev Rav. The trouble with the complaining about the man, everything started from the Erev Rav. So that's what the Rabbanu Shlom pins the blame. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lech Rei Kishichis Amcha, it's all your fault. All the trouble began from the Erev Rav. Now Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, so he smashes the Luchas. So the Beis HaLevi, in the end of the second volume of the Tshuvas, has a few essays on Agoda. So one of them he discusses what he considers a Machlokes HaTanaim, what happened over here with the Luchas. So he points out, this seems that just like you have sometimes a machlokes, very often you have a machlokes satanaim in halacha, so you have a machlokes satanaim in agada also. So he understands that there's a machlokes among the tanaim. What happened with the shviras haluchas? Is it that the osias were porchas ba'avir, and then the stones, the avnei haluchas became so heavy? When you have a Aseres Adibus carved out, you have empty space all over the place, so you don't have so much stone. When the empty space flies away, Aseres Baruchas Bavir, you have left, everything is heavy stone. So it was so heavy, so he dropped the Luchas. Or was it not that he dropped the Luchas, that he threw them down and he smashed the Luchas? So Beis HaLevi understands that this is a Machlokes Satanaim. The Gemara understands that he smashed the Luchas, so just like there's a din at Korban Pesach, called Benecha Leyachaboy, Mishan is not a mice of love, Shabashamayim, a Jew who worships Abed Azor, not allowed to participate in the Korban Pesach. So this is the Korban Pesach, is only one mitzvah, the Torah is all the Taryag mitzvahs. How can you give the Aseres Adibris to the people if they're all involved in Abed Azor? So the Gemara understands that he smashed the Luchas. And then at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Moshe Rabbeinu smashed it. But the Beis HaLevi points out, this seems to be a machloike satanoim. Right, so the Beis HaLevi thinks that the other Tanaim understand he didn't throw it, but he dropped it. He had no choice. It was so heavy. He said, that's the machloikes. How do you translate Vashlichem? Me'ashtei Adai, yeah. So the pasuk says that Shevet Levi was singled out. The Kohanim were chosen. The Shorsa of the Baruch Bishmai. The Shorsa means to be makru kabban. So the Baruch Bishmai means to say the duchanim, to say the Birchas Kohanim. So the Gemara says that there's a hekesh. If you have two dinim written next to each other in the same pasuk, we assume that there's a connection. So what's the connection over here between the Shorsa of the Baruch Bishmai? So the Gemara says that just like the Gemara said, there's another pasuk that Hakrav Hakrabanus has to be Bamida. If a Kohen, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, in the second parak, if a Kohen does the Avoida Miyushov, there's an Iser and Yeshiva Ba'azorah. Even a non-Kohen, no one's allowed to sit in the Azorah. But there's another din, if a Kohen does the Avoida Hakrabanus be Yeshiva, then it's possible even with the Yevid, you have to bring the Korban over again. So just like Mashe was Bamida, Af Bracha Bamida, the Baruch Bishmai, the Ganim have to stand. I know the Tzibur has to stand because they have to give the Bracha upon him, can I get upon him? So if the Kohen has to stand, so it's understood, the Tzibur has to stand. Yeah. So Rabbi Kevegra and that Gemara is by Negili and Ashas, a Gemara in Saita. So Rabbi Kevegra is bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara digs up another Pasuk. Then Akrovus, Akabanus has to be by Mida. And this Pasuk makes a hekesh between the Shosa and the Baruch Bishmai. The Jam Hashem is by Mida, Af Bracha by Mida. So Rabbi Kevegra is bothered with the Kasha. This Pasuk and today says, Kibom Bachar Hashem, Lamad Lushosa, the Baruch. It says Lamad. It says in this Pasuk, Lamad Lushosa. What do you need a hekesh? Just like shares, this pasuk says, Lamed on both. The Shah Sabar Bishma. It's a very strong kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Then the beginning of Hamishi, the pasuk says, Vati Yisrael Amar Shem Malkech Hashem Mimakim Liyiras Hashem Malkech Alech Lepohol Derochav, etc. So the Gemara has the comment on this pasuk. We see that there's a din you have to say Mea Brachas. How do you say you have to say Mea Brachas B'chol Yom? So some say because Mo Hashem Lekech means Mea Hashem Lekech Hashem Mimach. It's Al Tikrim Mo Ela Mea. Other Rishayim say no. Tosfos says no. There are 100 osias in the Pasuk. There are 100 letters. That's how you know you have to say Mea Brachas. That's a big question. Most of the Rishayim assume Mea Brachas is a Takana de Rabbanan, and this Pasuk is only an Asmachta. And they quote a medrash that says that there was a magefa in Eretz Yisrael in the days of David HaMelech. And after the magefa, so many people died, so he made the takana, we should say Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. And there's a minority opinion in the Rishayim that Mea Brachas is a real din d'oraisa. You have to say Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. Mishnah Berurah assumes that you only yotze Mea Brachas if you say the bracha that you had a yotze with it. If someone else says Shakal and I say Amen, or someone says Hamoitzi, if I'm being Yotze with the Hamoitzi, then it counts as one of my Mea Brachas. If I'm not being Yotze, he thinks that it doesn't count for Mea Brachas. The Beis Yosef quotes a Medrash that says, not so. Beis Yosef quotes a Medrash on the Pasuk, HaYosheves Baganim Chaver Makrim L'Kol HaChashmi'ini, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So the Medrash says that this is a reference to the Jews on Shabbos. They sit around in the gan and they eat fruits and vegetables and everybody says a bracha and everybody else says amen. So what are they sitting around saying brachas for? In order to be mashlim, they have brachas. So one person says, oh, eight, and I say amen, I have a mind not to be oitze. I say amen. And then another person says also, barpi oitze. Another one says, barpi adama, barpi oitze. Each person says amen and they roll yotze mea brachas if you put together all of the brachas. Mishnah Berurah quotes those pasuk and hold that. And Mishnah Berurah even thinks that you can include the Chazaras Hashatz, even though the Chazan says the whole Shemoneh Esrei out loud. Chazaras Hashatz is for him; it's not for us. Others disagree with that. They say no. Everybody's yotze with the Chazaras Hashatz. So that's we're being yotze with that. That should count as part of the Mea Brachas.
So, Rabbi, on like fast days, couldn't we rely on that kula to be motzi yotze din a mea brachot with shel tzibur?
Yeah, that's machlokes achrayim. Yeah, I think it's the first shuv in the Maharaj Dam, first shuv in Chelek Arachaim in the Maharaj Dam, where he says that the practice was like the Hasidim do today. One person goes up to the Amid in Shacharis and he says all the 15 brachos Hashachar out loud. Everybody says amen. Then the next guy goes up and he says all the 15 brachos Hashachar out loud. Everybody says amen. Next one goes up, everybody says amen. So before you even start saying karbanos, you already heard mea brachas. Each person says 15. You have if you have it a couple of times, you have said 8 times, you already have 100 brachas by saying amen.
Rabbi, also I've seen a lot of, especially like Sephardi poskim, who say that even women are obligated to mea brachot. I just didn't understand how realistically that's possible, since women don't have so many brachot they say every day.
They got to make sure they daven. Okay.
Does every hold that women are also chayv in mea bracha?
Why not? Pashto says that it's not from the mitzvah. Says she has man grom. Women should. I think so. I would think so. We didn't mention in the shivas aminim. Shnei shtapchem be'meretz yisrael says eretz chito soira. So the question, we have chameshes mini dogan. So the pasuk only says chito soro. So the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes achrenim whether chito is wheat and soro is barley. What about the other minim? They say all the others are subcategories of chito soro. So all of chameshes mini dogan are chayiv and bikurim. They all belong to the shivas aminim. Or they say only chito soro. So that's a machlekes achrenim, how to read a Tosfos in Psochem. Now we have the Tosfos Shamsa in Psochem, which is the original source. So the simple reading of the Tosfos is that all the others are included. That's the Pashim Pshat. But some of the achrenim didn't have the Tosfos Shamsa. So they had this machlekes, how to read the Tosfos. So the Magen Avraham quotes this machlekes regarding Aramichya. If you had the other, you had spelt. Yeah, it's spelt, whether that counts as if you have some kind of mezainis made out of spelt. Would you say alamichi at the end? Or no, you say bernefoshes. Pashtus is that all of the chameshes mini dogan are included. Yeah, we have the pasuk in today's sedra. It's a few times a chumash. Vishmoti shaveya. We should swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam understands that that's a mitzvah min haTorah. That sometimes if a person has a din Torah, and the din is that he has to swear, so it's a mitzvah, he should swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ravid and the Ramban, many Rishayim disagree with the Ramban. It's not a mitzvah, v'shmoti shaveh. It's an isar asay, shalodu hishaveh, v'shem avad izar. But it doesn't mean a mitzvah asay, to dafke, go out of your way, dafke, to swear. So the minig was for many centuries. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about this. The Pischei Tshuva in Choshen Mishpat quotes it. And the Siman, where they talk about Shavua Deraisa, the Chasam Sofer quotes that there was a minig for many years that Jews, Orthodox Jews, avoid swearing even al ha'emes, even if it's true. Because Shavua is an Issa. If you swear Shavua Sheker, it's an Issa Chomer. So that's what we avoid. So the Chasam Sofer gives you a marker in the Midrashim, where it says it in the Midrashim. But let's say to force a person that's sometimes, that person is a might have been mixas. And if he swears, he's button. He says he's prepared to swear. So there was a case that I know of, the Dayan and Paskin, they're not going to let him swear. And therefore, whenever a person doesn't swear, so he makes a compromise and he pays part of the money. So he said he doesn't want to pay any of the money. He's absolutely prepared to swear. So how can you force him to pay money? He says the whole case is a lie. The whole thing's a baba maisa. I would think that if the fellow doesn't want to pay, he don't always have a midrash chasidus. They're going to lose $500,000 in a din Torah. So it's a midrash chasidus not to swear and to pay part of the money. I would think that not. The busting of today's sedra says, HaKadosh Baruch is bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz HaShe'eni HaShem HaKech HaBa Mireishu Sashon Abad Achri Shona. So the Gemara in the first Perek and Tainis quotes that pasuk, that there's a special Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael, more so than the rest of the world. There's Hashgacha Pratis all over the world, but the different degrees. There's more Hashgacha. Those who are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to them. Sometimes it's to your detriment, and sometimes it's to your benefit. Ragle Chassid of Yishmar, sometimes when there's a big suffix, a situation of Sakana, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save the Tzaddikim in an unusual way. Sometimes it's to your detriment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im tzaddika kuchut asayra, because there's more Hashgacha Pratis. But there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael than there is in the rest of the world. At the end of the Sedra, you have the Pasuk, Kol Mokam Shatidrach Kafrag Lachem Bo Lachem Desatib. So Tosfos in Gittin, in the first Perek, when the Gemara has a discussion about Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush Lav Shmei Kibush, where they need Kibush Rabbi Manat. So the Tosfos quotes this Sifrei on this pasuk, come up and call us a ribui, that even if the Jewish army is Koibish areas and Chutz La'aretz, they can endow them with Kedushas Ha'aretz. Not only can you give Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael proper, but the Kedushas Ha'aretz that I mentioned in the Chumash, even come up and Chutz La'aretz as well. I remember Rav Soloveitchik made a comment, Kibush has to be dafka with a war. He says, I bought my home in Boston. So if you hold Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. So the area that I bought in Boston, that's also Kibush Yochid. That has Kedusha HaSaharis. How can it be? It doesn't make any sense. So you thought it's a double pashut that you only say, Arotzes HaNasafas can be endowed with Kedusha HaSaharis if they're adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, if they're contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. But if you buy, Eretz Yisrael has Kedushas on a different continent, and I buy a house in Boston, that you can't say the Kedusha spreads from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzla. It has to be Dafke if it's adjacent.
What would you do? You take the dirt
from Eretz Yisrael
and plant it somewhere else?
The Pashto says once you detach the dirt from Eretz Yisrael, it's no longer Afar Eretz Yisrael. The Shachan Yeridei Hilchas Avelus quotes the meaning that it says V'chiper Admosa Amoy in Parshas Hazino, at the end of the Shiras Hazino. So the Gemara says, Kol HaKovah B'Eretz Yisrael gets Mechilas Havayna. So the meaning is that you take offer from Eretz Yisrael and you put it on different parts of the body. So that's it still is a very old meaning. It's a problematic meaning. It doesn't make any sense. Once you detach the offer from Eretz Yisrael, it's not Afar Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara talks, if there's a boat, even like the Gemara in Gittin, the first part talks, if there's a boat in the waters of Eretz Yisrael, and it has offer in there, things growing, is it chayv and shumas and maisus or not? So the Gemara says, not only the dry land of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, you draw a line from Horahor, the northwestern point on the top of Eretz Yisrael, Nachum Mitzrayim, and you draw a line. So the area in the Mediterranean that's over there, any boats that are there, that's also considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's part of Eretz Yisrael. That's not Aratzis on the surface, yeah. Because you draw the line.
All right, doesn't the Gemara also say in Sanhedrin that they would take from the dirt from Rab's caver and let people like have healing powers also? No, doesn't the Gemara say that? So that seems also that same idea, that offer.
Okay. Not Eretz Yisrael.
Right, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
After the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, many of the Jewish people thought that the covenant, the special Bechiras Yisrael, was over, and we don't have to keep any mitzvahs anymore. So the Navi in the Haftarah, the Navi says, "Eis the Sefer Kriyas Asher Shalachti B'Yinchem." I never divorced the Jewish people; they're still married. After the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, the Jews already knew that we're still married from the Navi. The Navi said, "Eis the Sefer Kriyas." So we're still married. But the Christians started that whole story, that the reason why the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was because we didn't accept Ashke and we lost our status as the Am HaNivcha, and they're the Am HaNivcha now. But that we never had such a Hava Amina. We already knew from the Navi, from the Haftarah Parshas Ekev, that the Bris is binding throughout all the future generations. We are still the Am HaNivcha. There's a Pasuk, famous Pasuk in the Haftarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, does a mother ever forget her baby? Sometimes a mother does forget her baby. There are cases every couple of years you hear about a crazy case that a mother left her baby in the garage, she locked the doors and she went away and the baby died from overheating. Yeah, crazy cases like Gamela Tishkachna. Sometimes a mother does forget her baby. Anochi lo yashkachech, HaKadosh Baruch is never going to forget the Jewish people. So there's a beautiful comment that the Medrash has on that pasuk, Gamela Tishkachna, Anochi lo yashkachech, that everybody has selective memory. We always remember good things, and we're supposed to remember. HaKadosh Baruch gave us a karech hazikaron and a karech hashikcha. You should always remember the happy things and forget the bad things. HaKadosh Baruch also has selective memory. Gamela Tishkachna, we say, Eila Lehecha Yisrael. Kosh Baruch is going to forget Chet Eibel. V'anochi lo yashkechech, the schus of Maimon HaSina, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed, V'anochi Hashem Elokecha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to forget that schus. We should all have selective memory. We all have relationships with other people. The other people, sometimes they ba'avel us. Most of the time we get along with other people. So we should always remember the fact that we shouldn't have a love-hate relationship with everybody in the world. That's not normal. You should make up your mind whether this person is a good person. So you like him. Once in a while he does an avla. So what can you do? Everybody does an avla once in a while. We should always remember everything. In the first parasha of Shema, it says, we have to say, Shema kar b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, says, b'chol miyodecha, b'chol mamayncha. It says, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol nafshecha. So what do you need b'chol ma'amayincha? So the Gemara says, yesh l'chadam she'gufa chalivada mi'mamona, yesh l'chadam she'mamona chalivada mi'gufa. Some people who are more, they're more careful about their money than they are about their body. So the Torah says we should love, we should demonstrate the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha, filo notalis nafshecha, b'chol yodecha, filo ma'amayincha, b'chol ma'amayincha. In the second parasha, Va'yom Shamaya, it says b'chol nafshechem, b'chol avatchem, b'chol nafshechem. It doesn't say b'chol miyodechem. So that's the question: why? Why isn't it parallel to the pasuk in the first parasha? So usually people say that the second parasha is written in the plural. Some of the commentators say that the second parasha is written b'chol nafshechem, b'chol avatchem, b'chol nafshechem. It's written in the plural, speaking to the tzibur. So sometimes you have yesh l'chadam. There's a person shemamon chavavadam aguvi abes meshugana. Sometimes he's more interested in his wealth than in his health. But you don't have the tzibur, it's not going to be crazy. So when you speak to the tzibur, you don't have to say b'chol miyodechem. If you say b'chol napshechem, so it's understood b'chol miyodechem. But yes, that's how it's usually assumed. I think the Masho says like that in the Chidush HaGod. The Yosef Engel has in his Tshuvas and then Bain Paras, Shalosh Tshuvas, Bain Paras. They're strong Tshuvas. So he has a tshuva, in the middle of a tshuva, he has a suggestion. And that's what the whole Israeli police force is. They have the chief rabbi of the police relies on that opinion. The Beis Avengel quotes a day from the Rishonim that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Hepsid Mammon, only for Safik Sakonis Nefoshes. So Safik Sakonis Nefoshes. What if it's... say to the rabbin, if the rabbin will be losing money. So there's an opinion in the Rishonim that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with a Melocha Deraisa if it's a Makim Hepsid Mammon for the rabbin. Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests maybe that's why he doesn't say B'chol Miyodechem, because as far as the rabbin is concerned, the Mammon is considered like Nafshechem. According to that opinion, the Ran on the Rif, Masech Shabbos, quotes such an opinion from the Rishonim. Why is it that the Mechabim Gachelos shall resummon, I think. Why? Because it's going to be a Hefsid Pseidah the Rabbim, not because of it, Sakana. Whenever there's Pseidah the Rabbim, so you treat it like Sakana's Nefashis of the Yoch. That's an unusual opinion, but that's what the chief rabbi of the police wrote a whole essay. He's relying on that opinion in the Rishonim. So the police say sometimes they're Mechal Shabbos because of Hepsid Mammon in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we should all be healthy. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Can I ask about the Ramban?
Yes.
That B'chayev Shomesh Rabbeinu, they only said Berkas HaMazon on the food?
They only said the first bracha. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah. Well, said they only said the first bracha. Then after Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, then he composed the second bracha. After David established Yerushalayim as the capital, then he composed the third bracha. You see that making Yerushalayim the capital has significance al pi halacha. It's not some dvarim shel ma b'kach. Mr. Trump recognized, the American government recognized that Yerushalayim is the capital. It has significance al pi halacha. You add another bracha to the Birchas HaMazon when Yerushalayim is officially the capital. Yeah.
But where's the makor to make a bracha just on the food without Eretz Yisrael? The pasuk says Ala Oretz HaTovo.
The Holy Tanoim understood that it means we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only on the food for additional things. They didn't understand what it means because the food.
Where do we see? Where's the pasuk that says you have to bench on the food even without first benching on Eretz Yisrael? The pasuk says Ala Oretz HaTovo.
Yeah, in the Midbar, the Gemara says they didn't thank the Eretz Yisrael because it wasn't delivered yet. Even though
so
it belonged
to them.
The
bench on food without that.
Moshe Rabbeinu, the Orthodox rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu composed Hazon HaSakol. He said, that's all I have to say is Hazon HaSakol. Because I wasn't the Christ.
But in the Pasuk, you don't see that.
Moshe Rabbeinu's rabbi was the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Ribbono Shel Olam told him, Al Haaretz HaTeva doesn't mean because the food grew in Eretz Yisrael. You have to thank me when you eat the food that I give you, not only for the food. You have to thank me for giving you other things as well. But has the food doesn't have to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael. But Shabbeinu was taught by the Ribbono Shel Olam that that's what it means in the pasuk. We can't give a different shot. Yeah. Okay. How good in the Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Thank you for having a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos. Shabbos, Rabbi.